The Eagles offense had a record-setting 2013 season. Here to talk about it in our studio, offensive coordinator Pat Shurmur. And I know that your whole focus is on ahead, but really impressed with the way this offense came together so quickly. All these new pieces, new system. How do you look at it, Pat? How was it?
Well, now that we're having a few minutes to reflect, we look back. We did some really nice things. Unfortunately, there were some games and parts of games where we need to play better. So, you know, we have the system taught. We have what we want to do in place. Now we're going to go back and we'll do more of the things we did well, less of the things we didn't do well, and then try to get some new ideas and just keep building it. And I think that's the important thing. But we taught the fundamentals of what we want to be as an offense. We've got the system taught to most of the players that will be back next year. And so we just got to get better and build on it.
It all starts up front, and that offensive line, everybody played, great continuity, and really great development, Pat. I mean, you must have loved what you saw from that group up front.
No, that group, you know, that's the engine that drives the car, and it's been said frequently in a lot of different places. But, you know, they played together all year. They did an extremely good job of blocking for the run. They're very good pass protectors, and I'm looking forward to having as many of those guys back next year because continuity up front is what really starts things.
What is the next step generally for an offensive lineman? And I'm speaking of Lane specifically.
Right.
Year one, he comes in, and I spoke to Howie earlier, and you know, you forget that the draft period, he's going from this team to that team, eating poorly, doing not getting his workouts in, comes in all of a sudden and played excellent football. Now he's got this whole offseason to build up and get stronger and become a better football player.
Well, you just think about Lane. He played quarterback. He played tight end. He played defensive line. Then he played offensive line. That's just his high school, junior college career. And then all of a sudden, boom, he's a starting right tackle in the NFL. Big jump. And he handled it tremendously. Outstanding athlete. Very tough. He got better each week. And now as he sits back and reflects on this season, gets his mind right, re-energizes himself, this offseason will be very meaningful because he pretty much knows what to do. Now he can just focus on the details of doing his job.
Yeah, how would you describe the offensive line? Is it one of the more athletic groups that you've ever – is that the key to the success of that offensive line, that the athletic ability across the board?
Well, it's important as an offensive lineman that you can, you know, win your matchups, but it's equally important that you can play together. These guys came together, played well. We have a very fit group. You know, you know, they're not sloppy guys. They're very fit. They can run well. They can do a lot of things well. I think that's partly why we were better in a screen game. We're obviously an inside zone running team, and then they do, you know, everything you have to do as pass protectors. So, you know, they're multiple, and they played well together.
Pat, a lot of people out there thought that when Jeremy was hurt, the wide receiver core would crumble. It didn't happen. Why?
Well, I think the players embraced what we were doing. And I think Nick Foles did a good job of delivering the football. Guys that had opportunities made the most of it. I thought Riley Cooper did some really nice things. DeSean Jackson had his best year ever. Mm-hmm. Jason Avant, although he didn't have the production of the two guys I mentioned, he made some big catches. Not to mention the tight ends and what they did. So, you know, I think there was a lot of parallel learning. Chip was getting to know the players. We as coaches were getting to know the players. Players are getting to know the system, and then you match it up with our opponents each week, and I think our guys just did a great job of fighting through it, and we found a way to have some success, although we're not playing anymore, and so we got to find a way to keep that going.
You mentioned Nick Foles. What a season. Comes in, 27 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, 2 more touchdowns in the playoff loss. Talk about his development, Pat. You know better than anyone, I mean, how far he's come, and you know, who knows where he's going to be.
Well, he starts the year as a backup, you know, and then he comes in, he starts, and then does all the things you mentioned. And I think, you know, Nick's a guy that football makes sense to him. He did an outstanding job of just kind of staying the course. Even when he wasn't starting, he was preparing like he was going to play. So then when he was ready to go, he was in that battle rhythm, which was first very, very important. And then he had a real good feel for what we were trying to do on offense. He understands how important it is to take care of the football. That's why, even though he was aggressive with his decision-making, very few interceptions. And I think as we look at the offseason and we start evaluating players, guys that don't throw many interceptions are good decision makers, and that's really first and foremost for a quarterback.
And yet, you know, I really liked all of his demeanor. And I liked at the end of the season how he kind of stressed more the things that he needs to work on rather than what he accomplished. To me, that's the key to a great player in the NFL. You can't stay still in this league. You've got to keep working on the things that you're not as good at and get better at those.
Well, there's only one team this year that's going to win the Super Bowl, and right. We're not that team. And so each person, each player, each coach, everybody in the organization has got to look at ways to be better. And for him to say that tells me even more that he's on the right track.
We didn't get to see Matt Barkley play very much. How did he get better behind the scenes?
Well, I think Matt was the same way. I thought he kept a good battle rhythm so that if he had to go in and play, he could have. He learned a lot from the snaps that he got, you know, when he played against Dallas and the Giants. And so I think he really improved behind the scenes. When he came here in the spring, he had a long way to go, but he really developed through the practice sessions. And then even on Sundays, we would take all the deactivated players and the practice squad players out. And each week I could see him as I was watching him before the game. I could see him improving, just his rhythm, his timing. Actually, his arm strength, in my opinion, got better. So I think he's in a good position now for a solid offseason, pretty much knowing what we want to do on offense. Now he, too, can work on the details of playing quarterback.
You'd heard about him for many years. What was it like working with Michael for year number one?
I tell you, I have a great respect for Michael. I have a soft spot in my heart for guys that have had adversity, found a way to play through it. And Michael's one of the toughest guys we have. And behind the scenes, when Michael speaks, people listen. And I really admired the way he handled it when he was no longer the starter. Because of the way Michael handled things, I think we can't understate why Nick then played well. Because I think he was trying to help Nick be as good as he could be, knowing that, you know, he was one ankle injury from being back in there. So for all those reasons, I got a great deal of respect for Mike, and I really enjoyed my year with him.
Pat, the running backs, including Matthew Tucker, four guys, great depth, variety of talent. Right. They came to they knew what their assignments were. They blocked well. They caught the football well. That's what makes this offense go in a lot of ways. How about with LeSean and that crew?
Well, that's a really good crew. In my two former lives, I wish we had a crew of running backs like that. You know, and I'll call him a crew because, you know, obviously, you know, LeSean is our starter and he's done outstanding in terms of what we ask him to do. But then behind him, I really felt like Bryce Brown improved. You know, he was probably the slowest to get going, but by the end, he was really playing extremely well. And then Chris Polk, he got in there and he had some explosive runs, scored some touchdowns. So, and then Tuck, you know, behind the scenes, I thought he's one of those guys where I'm really looking forward to seeing how he does here in the offseason. But we got to the point where it really didn't matter to us who was in there. We knew they would run the ball well. We knew if we threw it to them, they'd catch it. And then most importantly, when it was time to pass protect, they would block who they were supposed to and keep Nick free.
Having a second year now with Chip, Pat, and melding all of the minds that are up there, what happens in the offseason now?
Well, you know, we're done playing, of course, and that's a hard – you know, that's a hard pill to swallow. You know, we're all looking around saying we should be getting ready for another game.
Right.
So that's kind of what we're going through this week. We spent this week, you know, evaluating our players, you know, going through each player with a fine-tooth comb and talking about what we think they are as a player, where they need to get better, so on and so forth. We also sat down and we made a list of critical factors that we're looking for in players as we get ready to embark on free agency and then the draft. And then starting when we get back to work here, we're going to end up going down to Mobile, of course, for the Senior Bowl. And when we get back from the Senior Bowl, then we're going to really dig into what we call scheme evaluation. We'll spend our mornings working on football. Mm-hmm. We'll look at everything we did. And as I mentioned, we'll try to emphasize the things we did well. We'll de-emphasize the things we didn't. And then we'll also look at new ideas, new ways to make our offense better. And so that's what we'll spend our mornings doing. And then in the afternoon, we as coaches will spend a lot of time on player evaluation, whether it be free agent players or guys, of course, that we could potentially draft.
Yeah, it's so much work to do. People don't even realize that there's all this work that needs to be done before the games start in September.
No, it's a full-time job.
Yeah.
And, but it's something that we love. for football coaches to come to work and work on football. That's what makes this job special.
Can't wait. Can't wait. Well, Pat, thanks so much.
No problem.
Pat Shurmur, Eagles offensive coordinator, in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.